for calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, it's the man you married trying to get a hold of his kids. You will note that I sent an email earlier because I had a dialogue with David Tulis this morning and found out that since he is one of the recipients of the emails I send out, when he went to look at the site, I noticed someone else was looking at the site within a second. Doing some research, found out that apparently it was coming from Bluffdale, Utah, which, you know, the dialogue is there on the link I sent you because I was on his radio program, and I told that, well, not to the world, but to a lot of Chattanooga. You know, that's been exposed. And if you listen to the program, you'll also note that there was talk about stuff like the challenge that was set forth to the institutional church that does not reply, you know, and then the similarities. So rather than closing things off by approaching the state, it seems that made it even louder. And now more people are aware of our situation. For your reference, if you go to the website now, well, actually, I'm putting it together. I'm getting kind of tired. It might not be on tonight, maybe tomorrow. But there's under the Saga section, there's a unrighteous section in reference to 1 Corinthians 6. Because obviously, I was visited by a gentleman yesterday and attempted to follow up with his counterpart in Davidson County, who has not returned the call. And my impression is this is an intimidation. Who initiated this? Whether it was my wife, whether it was my father-in-law, whether it was someone else, I am not sure, because no one is willing to communicate with me. Something to do with try to use force rather than love. Unfortunate. But see, again, I am going to use whatever I can. I am going to document the reason why I don't think you should use state force, because I would suggest there's too much working against you on that, and I don't think you want to expose that. So my guess is intimidation. You know, prove me wrong. But I don't think you want to pay that kind of price. So I'm not trying to threaten you. I'm trying to reconcile with you. You know me well enough. When I said I was committed to you, I'm committed to you. When I say I want to reconcile with you, I want to reconcile with you and your dad. Please, permit me to do so. And I want to teach my kids about the love of Christ. Please allow me to do so. Dorothy Jane, I love you.